This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, live tonight. And yes, I was incorrect, but we'll talk about that in the coming hours. First up, we're going to be talking with, it's Wednesday, so it's Arbalest Quarrel Day. Joining me from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz. Stephen is where? Where's Stephen?
Stephen is in Aruba, Bill. And I did speak with Bill I spoke with Stephen the other day.
Yeah.
He's doing well. He wishes your listeners and you well and wishes everyone happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And then he went out for a nice swim in the ocean. And it's balmy, 85, 86 degrees, nice white sand, drinking a Mai Tai now and again with his wife, and enjoying himself. And that's probably where a lot of us would like to be now. I know in at Cleveland, as well as in New York City, we have our winter, and it has come with a vengeance the last few days.
Yeah.
Actually, the temperature has been dropping steadily from the low 40s to the 30s. Yesterday it was 28. Today it's 20 degrees. And I'm cold.
Yeah, but
I'm not a polar bear.
Yeah. I noticed that Stephen goes on a lot of vacations and leaves you to do the work.
Yeah, well, he feels that's only fair. You know, he says, look,
okay,
he's saving me
okay
the trouble of, flying down and having to pack up. And you know, he has to sacrifice.
Swim in the ocean, have a Mai Tai, that kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. All right.
Okay.
I am good to go. Okay, so I was calling the Alabama race as Moore winning, and of course I very wrong about that one. I know you want to talk about that, but I don't want to direct you. Let's just take off which way you want to go. You're flying this plane, so take off, Captain. What we got?
Well, you mentioned Moore, and I think that we probably should talk about the election at least for a few minutes. It was pretty much a toss-up. I believe that Moore was basically hung out to dry thanks to the mainstream media and also to Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
It's very clear to me that Mitch McConnell did not want this guy in the Senate. And even though you would think that the Senate majority is at a razor's edge, and now it's down to 51 to 49, I think the feeling of Mitch McConnell and the other centrists is that this is a so-called one-off, that basically Doug Jones would never have won if this Luther Strange had been the candidate or almost anyone else. And but they were all ready to go into an emergency session, apparently at 10 o'clock in the morning, to discuss what to do with Moore if he got in. Now, imagine, we know that the Senate, as well as the House, they have their ethics committees, and if there's any...
Which I find hilarious, by the way. I find hilarious that they have ethics committees.
Yeah, it's almost an oxymoron. But the fact is that would they have attempted to institute proceedings to remove Moore after he just, they would have had to swear him in. And it would have been a slap in the face of the residents of Alabama to have Washington determine that, well, you may think that this guy is okay, but we don't, and so we're not going to. So, and when you think about the fact that the allegations against Moore, I mean, we're talking about allegations of an individual who's now, ostensibly, she was a teenager when Moore supposedly had a relationship with her.
Right.
She's now middle-aged. 40 years later, a naked allegation, and he's been charged, tried, convicted, and sentenced by the court of public opinion. That's worth absolutely nothing. And but apparently that was enough to convict him. Look, the election results were also raised in fact. Maybe, 1%? And I think the write-in took in maybe that 1%. There was the get out the vote, I guess the blacks voted for this guy, Doug,
Jones.
What's his name? Jones. And,
I mean, the other senator from Alabama got out there and did a write-in vote, and then he publicized it.
Yeah.
Shelby?
Well, Shelby, yes. Yeah, Shelby. But look, the centrists didn't want more. He would have had a tough time. But if Mitch McConnell thinks that you know, he can breathe a sigh of relief and figure that in the midterm elections, which will be coming up, I guess next November, that they're going to get a Republican in. Well, maybe they will. Maybe they won't. And I don't like the fact that the mainstream media has decided to basically play politics itself, to basically castigate the voters, to castigate Moore, and we're faced with a situation that could turn out to be a runaway train. And it's very conceivable that the Senate could go Democrat, and that would not be a good thing.
No,
but there we are. So, at any rate, what else? Well, it's been a busy week, hasn't it?
Yes,
we have another terrorist attack. It was almost amusing watching this guy. With a blackened abdomen, according to the pictures, all scrunched up and apparently upset with himself that his pipe bomb fizzled. He did hurt a couple others. And apparently his family, I guess his father or mother, are more upset at the police than
yeah.
they are at him.
They ought to be quiet. Now, I think the fact the police didn't kill him. I mean, I got to tell you, I don't know what it's like to be a cop. I know a cop. He's in the chat room right now. And I would have to ask him this. But if there's a guy that's a bomber and he tries to detonate a bomb and he's still if he's still moving around and everything, did he have a secondary bomb? I don't know what you consider in those kinds of cases. I would be thinking, I think dude's dangerous. And
well, he
might get put down at that point if it's me. Then again, this is probably why I don't need to be in law enforcement.
Well, these people are lunatics. And the idea that the mainstream media and politicians play that, well, look, you know, when he got here, he was fine. And he became radicalized when he was in this country. So it's all our fault. It's not his fault. Look, whether they are dangerous terrorists at the time that they leave with the idea that they're going to do harm to this country and to its citizens, or...
Hold up right there. Okay, mark that place. Dangerous terrorists doing harm in the country. I will mark it for you. Roger Katz is part of the trio that is Arbalest Quarrel. You can find him at arbalestquarrel.com, amaland.com, and right here on Wednesday nights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight, in a colder climate myself, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour in a much colder climate than mine, although we're both beaten by Deanne Julie, is Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel. We were talking about terrorists coming to the country to do harm to the country when I had to break away. So please pick it up from there, please, sir.
Yeah, you had mentioned, Bill, that... Why do we even bother to keep this guy alive? I'm sure that I and many of your listeners, if we had a chance, if the police said, here's a gun, we'll turn our back,
right.
a bullet through his head. And that would be actually too good for him. But basically, what the police want to do, and I imagine the FBI, and there may have been CIA interrogators as well, which we don't hear about, would want to talk to the guy. And there was a concern by many of the liberal press that, well, this guy was not given his Miranda warnings, wasn't told that he has a right to an attorney. Well, actually, I can tell you that, and your listeners, that where you're dealing with an act of terrorism, and there's a good possibility that this individual may have been working with others, and that there may be a bomb going off somewhere else in the city, that they have to talk to this guy. And the nicety of the Miranda warnings do not apply. This is not your common criminal, to use that expression, common in terms of your bank robber or embezzler.
Mugger, carjacker.
Yeah, the usual, you know, checksum and flotsam of society. Now,
right.
This is a different story. And in that case, the Miranda warnings are suspended. And the CIA, the FBI, they want to talk to this guy. And that's what they did. And if you would think that the parents, if anything, they would be absolutely outraged and ashamed and vociferously apologetic for the action of their son.
Right.
Instead, they go, it's clear to me that they're all the same. They're the first to talk about the rights and liberties and the very things they don't have. Where was this guy from? Bangladesh?
Yes.
And they come over here and, well.
Chain migration. He was part of the chain migration.
Chain migration, yeah. So you bring over your wife and your son and daughter. The father, they bring over their first and second cousin. And they bring over their family, and that's it. And that's all well and good. You know what I find also fascinating, too? And if you recall the first terrorist attack a few weeks, or has it been a month ago now? Where
The bike lane and the truck.
Yeah, the bike lane and the truck. And De Blasio and Cuomo were explaining, yeah, this is a horrible thing. But like I believe De Blasio said the other day regarding this guy with a pipe bomb. He says, well, look, New York City is a major metropolitan and an international city, and we're a target for violence. And this is just the nature of the
doesn't that sound like Sadiq Khan in London? Didn't he say the exact same thing after London had
basically the same thing? And but what is fascinating is this. It seems to me that when a horrific situation, a bomb goes off, or a guy takes a truck and decides to use the bike path like a bowling alley and use the truck like a bowling ball, and just mow down people like they're bowling pins, that somehow we can accept that because if we start turning our attention to all these Muslims, then, look, most of them are not dangerous. Most of them do not intend, at least they will not admit it, that they would like to change our society to Sharia law,
sure.
And so on and so forth as far as that goes. But what I find interesting is that dealing with those few terrorists that create a huge problem and a huge devastation in the lives of many Americans, that somehow is tolerable. But when an individual, a lunatic, a maniac, goes off with a gun, and kills a number of individuals, then all of a sudden that cannot be tolerated. The guns cannot be tolerated. So we got to get rid of all the guns. We got to get rid of mine. We got to get rid of yours. In fact, I was reading the other day in the local newspaper, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, which is like a stepson of the New York Times and virulently against the Second Amendment. And these guys don't know what they're talking about, but they mentioned that this killer, that basically somehow the gun went off by itself. It's been known to do that. It's the kind of gun. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute.
What you're talking about Zarate in San Francisco?
That killed Ms. Steinle.
Yeah.
And what I find out is that it was a six-hour, I guess, 40 caliber Lyman 6-hour. It's one of the safest, most well-made handguns in the market. These guns do not go off by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, and obviously this guy had no idea what he was talking about. But that's the way they are. They somehow think of the gun as somehow a sentient being. And that somehow when you hold it, it's like one of these third-rate horror movies that somehow you're going to be infested with the evil of the object. And,
right.
And this is the way they are. And so even when that horrific killing of innocents that happened to be mostly foreigners, as it turned out, I think from Brazil or Argentina, and it was done with a rental truck. Cuomo all of a sudden started talking about guns. He says,
"Yeah,
and this is why we have to get rid of handguns, of firearms." Where did that come from? It's absolutely unbelievable that these people have a particular agenda, and it really what bothers me about the
hold on right there. We're coming up on the break. You know, that's the gun grabber segue, though. Just remember that. It's always,
right,
no matter what it's about, if this were ice pick violence, it'd be the gun grabber segue. But you can find Roger at arbalestquarrel.com. He's a featured writer at amoland.com, a featured speaker here, running solo tonight because, you know, DeAndrilli's out there swimming in the Mediterranean, so you don't have to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz. Where would you like to go now, Roger? Where would you like to aim this plane?
Well, I wanted to add that one point regarding the problem with Democrats and their liberal philosophy. They basically would have the American public believe that they really care about the lives of American citizens, when clearly, if you look at their actions and the kind of legislation that they would like to enact, they don't really have much care for the life of an individual at all. They look basically at their goals in society, and they don't even put emphasis on the intention of an individual, a good or bad, when that individual does a particular act, whether it's an act of kindness or an act of terror. They simply look at the consequences, and then they make a decision, well, what do we want to do in society? How do we define what is in the best interest of society? What is a positive utility? And come up with this idea, well, we got to get rid of all the guns. And that becomes a religious crusade, regardless of the falsity of their position, that guns are the cause of problems in society. When you look at the great violence in society, it's caused by relatively few people. And yet they like to bring out all the panoply of protections under the Fifth Amendment, under the Sixth Amendment, under the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clauses, the Due Process Clauses, the worst of society. and somehow make the argument that the honest average good-hearted person somehow bear the responsibility for the acts of these other people, that there must be something in our society that causes a Islamic radical to become radical, to destroy our society. Well, you know, they didn't have to come here. And when they did, either they toe the line if they can't be assimilated, or they leave. But this idea of tearing down a society, when you see what happens in Europe. But again, the concern of the European Commission, the Parliament, and the very wealthy, powerful people here behind gated community, the fortresses that they live in, is that somehow the average folk, the common folk, the serfs of society, must bear the brunt of any tragedy that occurs. But whatever tragedy occurs to them, it's for the benefit of society that that we understand that it's the fault of the average person. And the average person simply wants to live his life as best he can and get a job, provide for his children, have a house, a roof over his head, take a vacation out again, and be left alone. And that cannot be. And so whenever a horrific action occurs, then they look for an object. And the object is either the handgun or the firearm, the so-called assault rifle or assault weapon, and the individual, the average person itself. What did I do? This is mind-numbingly ludicrous. And yet this is what we have to deal with. We see it in many instances, for example, with Rosenstein. You have to explain himself. Why do you have a guy, you recruit a Mueller, and he says, well, this guy, there's a difference between being a special counsel and an independent counsel. A special counsel, as Rosenstein explained, has to explain his actions to me. To the Justice Department, independent counsel, to do whatever he wants. So what was Mueller's duty? His duty as Rosenstein, who recruited him with the help of Comey, was to look for, to investigate the possibility of a collusion between Russia and members of Trump's campaign. All right? And he's been doing that for over a year now. And he hired, basically, this guy Strzok and this Weissman and individuals that are virulently opposed to Trump, who not only dislike Trump, but absolutely abhor the testing. And you find that in that loathing in some of these emails. And you've got Rosenstein saying, well, you know, these are just emails. And, you can't say that these individuals can't be fair. But obviously, these are people that donated heavily to Clinton's campaign. They can't for the life of them believe that that Trump won, that somehow for them that we would live in a parallel world, a parallel universe that should not exist. And so they wish to use Mueller as an attack dog to find some way to take down Donald Trump, which is absolutely ludicrous, because what is the most that Mueller has been able to find? That, well, one of his campaign individuals, Manafort, apparently violated a Foreign Affairs Act that requires him to notify Congress when he's lobbying for a foreign government. In this case, apparently, the Ukraine. It wasn't even Russia. But somehow, Mueller goes in his very way and attempts to find something that Trump or some of his people, and Russia, and there's nothing there. So this is why Rosenstein was called in to testify to explain for himself why this Mueller is still operational. Why he hasn't been taken off the case? Why this investigation and the whole collusion matter and the millions that have been spent, taxpayer money, is unfounded and should be ended, and it should be ended abruptly and forthwith. Meanwhile, you have the other issue with Clinton, the fact that she was given a free get-out-of-jail card, basically, when she should have been charged with very serious crimes, federal crimes, of bribery, of mishandling of classified data, extortion, racketeering. I mean, it's unbelievable. And she gets a pass. And meanwhile, you have...
let me get you hold there at the pass. Hold on to the pass there. Coming up on the break. It's a crazy world we live in. But Roger writes about it at ArbalistQuarrel.com, Amaland.com, and he comes here to talk about it on Wednesdays. So we try at least to sort the eggs in the basket. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Yes. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. When we last left off, we had left Pantsuit Clinton at the pass, or she was getting a pass, and we were talking to Roger Katz as he was illustrating how that happened. Go ahead and continue that, if you would, please.
Yeah, basically, when you're dealing with Clinton and you're dealing with the FBI, are not composed of honorable men, certainly not the ones that are the political appointees of the political executives, let's say, because these people are the ones that support her. And they should recuse themselves, but they don't. And Rosenstein just basically sloughs that notion off. He says, well, basically, it's subjective anyway, the idea that individuals that have a particular political belief, as we all do, would not be fair-minded. But when you hold to those beliefs so virulently, that's going to color everything you do. And case in point is the fact, one, that Clinton got off scot-free. And two, you've got more going after Donald Trump, the basis of nothing, and yet he's able to hold on and continue to spend more billions of dollars, and it makes absolutely no sense. And, of course, the Democrats don't see anything wrong with that. In fact, if you look at the questioning by the Republicans on the one hand and the Democrats on the other, they basically talk at cross purposes to each other. It just doesn't make any sense at all. But in this last segment, I do want to go back to the issue that, look, the Second Amendment is so critical to our continued survival that it's a subject that basically dwarfs every other subject because it deals with what makes our nation different from every other nation and why American citizens are special. And in that respect, you've often heard me say that the Bill of Rights is the most important component of our Constitution. And basically the bedrock of our nation, our society of a free republic, and our economic system, as well as our values, our core values of beliefs and traditions. And I heard the other day, I just happened to turn on the radio, and I don't know the Democratic representative, the congressman, but he said something that would be completely antithetical to the point that I was making. He says that to many people, conservatives he's referring to, and to the average American who might be construed as holding extremist views on the right, let's say, To these people, the Bill of Rights, you would think that the Bill of Rights is the only important part of the Constitution. I mean, it's not any more or less important than any other component, a part of the Constitution. And I would take exception to that, because it's the Bill of Rights that basically keep the federal government in check. Basically, the articles, Article 1 and Article 2 and Article 3, especially, that set forth the authority of Congress and of the President of the Supreme Court, basically establish limited powers, but very but powers that are very strong, very extreme, and the only thing that really keeps them in check are the rights of the people as set forth in the Bill of Rights. So to somehow be dismissive of the Bill of Rights, basically, I unfortunately, I think is something that is a part and parcel of many individuals' beliefs. Many of the political left, the mainstream media, the Hollywood, and politicians. And these people honestly believe that maybe it's time to curtail these rights. And we do see that with the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable searches and seizures clause. And in that respect, I understand, too, and I wasn't aware of it, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, basically that came on the heels of the Patriot Act, this is extremely dangerous to our liberty. And yet it is curious that the Congress voted it for the Reauthorization Act, and there was nothing in the mainstream media about it, nothing at all. And you would think that something that would have a very possibly detrimental effect to our rights would be something that the American people ought to hear about. And if there's anything more dangerous than disinformation and misinformation, it's not information. I mean, we can pretty much read between the lines when we get a piece of garbage that's written in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Chicago Tribune or the LA Times, or what we hear on MSNBC or ABC or even PBS. Or CNN, but it's a different thing when you know, when we consider what is happening to our basic rights as a citizen that can be construed as so dismissive by these people, and it's just mind-boggling and scary, really, that the mainstream media can talk about how, as journalists, and given the freedom of the press, how important it is in a free society to not be constrained. And actually, Trump is not constraining the press. He's basically saying, look, if you have something to say, then at least be truthful about it. And they think that they are. But can you think of anything that was ever written since Trump took office, or even before, that was actually positive? Anything positive that they have to say? I can't think of anything.
He doesn't have any fans out there.
a complete attack. And we can go on and on about it. But in the last couple of minutes, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Soto case, because...
Well, you got about a minute and a half.
All right. The case is before the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. Briefs were submitted. Oral argument was had. And I'm going to be analyzing those. And It'll be interesting to see. It'll be a while because assuming that the Supreme Court does remand the case to the Superior Court, there will be a trial on the merits. And at some point, it will go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there, because if manufacturers are held liable for the marketing of firearms for the damage that third parties cause, then all is lost for us, because that would destroy basically decades of tort law, product liability law, and basically it would be using the judicial system, the third branch of government, as legislators. And I think that's a very dangerous situation to be had. As Scalia said, it's not the purpose of the Supreme Court or any other courts to basically make public policy. The purpose of the court is to interpret the law to make sure that it's consistent with the Constitution of the United States.
And with that, we have run out of time. So we will have to pick up the Soto case. Let's talk about that next week, because it is a very novel thing. We had a lot of other stuff come up. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten is going to be joining us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.